Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
So you are going to go tomorrow?
Yeah. Have all the attention.
8:45.
Oh.
AM. That's a good thing, though. It's not going to be as hot.
What time is it over?
Rick just, I think he said 12? 12:15? No, that's not right. I don't know. I have no idea. Should we start doing, like, interviews and stuff? We shouldn't, should we?
I mean, somebody comes over and hollers at us.
No, that's not how it works.
You actually got to go in the locker room?
Well, there's that. That's an open interview form, but you have to request, like, a guy from the Jags staff for right after practice. I mean, I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I don't.
We just want to go hang out.
Just hang out?
Be like, yo, what's up?
I mean, I don't even know how to really. What country, do you know most people just use their iPhone? Record the interview? Is that what they do? I'm just going to go out there and get some drops.
That makes sense.
That's what we need more than anything. We got a whole day full of shows of people that can tell y'all what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Ngakoue tweets out today that he will not be. Did he tweet it out? I don't think.
His agent talked to Schefter, and Schefter tweeted it out.
Why didn't none of the, not like they would call us, but why didn't none of the local guys ever get any of this stuff? Why do they always talk to Schefter?
Are they still at war with local media?
The agents?
No, I was just talking about. And that was just Jalen, but Jalen's cool now, right?
I guess. You see Jalen's video today?
Yeah. Fournette was picking on him. I actually liked the jacket.
That was all right. It was fine. I mean, Adidas getting their money's worth.
I didn't like the shoes, though.
I retweeted it. I didn't either.
With the white socks, like, we could have done better.
Yeah.
Where's the drip community?
Well, you know the new style now. I got on to Quincy about this. Did you see that?
The white socks? The ankle socks?
It's like, you wear the shoes, and then you wear sweatpants, but you tuck the sweatpants into the long socks.
Into the socks?
Yes. That's the new drip-approved style now.
Yeah.
I will not be going to that side.
It's cool enough in Atlanta to do that right now. It's too hot to be wearing sweats here. To be doing drip-approved.
What was he in? He was in a vet? Corvette?
It's a drop top. I don't understand this thought process.
About the rolling the windows up?
Yeah, you rolled the windows up and you locked the door.
But left the top down.
Like,
was the windows coming up really that important to the video?
It dramatic effect. Because I actually sat there and like, are they going to go all the way up? How far do Corvette windows go up? Oh, what is it going to do now?
Are we sure that he's not going through a midlife crisis? Like, isn't that what happens with Corvettes? Isn't that a...
I mean, he's a new dad, so this is...
Did he get a Corvette deal?
Possibly.
Well, he has a Chevy. Yeah.
What if... I need him to spice up. We need more drama going into training camp. We need guys to just show up, do an interview, say they're committed, and then bounce.
No, we don't.
We don't need Jalen to do that just to give us more to talk about and complain about?
No. I mean, I don't think so. We got plenty to talk about. You got Nick Foles. You got the receiver, or lack thereof. We're going to find out. Josh Allen would be practicing in these. Of course, Ngakoue. So, I mean, I think there's plenty to talk about. I was saying to Rick, Ngakoue's going to play this year. It doesn't matter whether they do a deal or not. I mean, I get that he's holding out because it's the only leverage he has right now. But dude ain't going to pull a Le'Veon Bell. He's going to play. He's due to make $2 million.
If he gets to the season without a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to franchise tag him.
They can't.
They can't franchise tag him next year?
They already used the tag on Jalen, didn't they?
No, Jalen has this. Jalen
picked up his option.
Yeah, picked up his option. That's what they're going to have to
do. No, he still got this year under contract.
What I'm saying is if he gets to this year
and they don't
franchise tag him after that, he's not coming back.
Gotcha. Which, right. At his position, franchise is not a bad tag. You're saying if he plays through this year, yeah.
If he plays, he's not a bad long, thing. I mean, get your money's worth, and if you want to, overpay him, because the franchise tag would essentially overpay him, right? For the 1 year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not a top five. Is he a top five defensive end? If he's top five, then it's going to pay him exactly what he's worth.
No, you got Mac, Vaughn.
I mean, he may be.
He's
supposed to get – my voice cracked. He's supposed to get $2 million is what he's supposed to get this year. If you take away his signing bonuses rookie year, the most he's ever made in a year was $735,000. So he's going to play for the $2 million. It's just at this point, and I know it's not this easy, and I don't know what the cap ramifications, because I know some of these, we're late enough. The June 1st thing's come and gone. They've got to get this deal done. You cannot have this deal with a guy who has done everything you've asked him to do, has way outperformed his contract. This looks just crappy on the Jags. It's Bush League.
It's business. And I think that's what he found out when he showed up. Showed up in good faith. Found out that they don't have answers for him right now.
Why? But why? I got you. You're right. It is. They're saying, look, you're under contract for $2 million. We're going to pay you $2 million while we can. I got that. But it's bad business. It's business, but it's bad business. You want to tell all of us that you want guys to attend. You want team first guys. You want guys to play every down. You want, Ngakoue's done this. Ngakoue had every intention of staying. Did he misspeak? Yes, he did. But he had every intention of staying for all the OTAs. He went first. He took the first step and said, I'm here. And you still didn't do anything? Why would that give anybody any confidence that you're going to sign anybody that's worth it? You jumped on Blake. You jumped on Telvin too early. You jumped on Allen Hurns too early. Mm-hmm. You jumped on all those guys. And here's a guy that's earned his keep, and you're not giving it to him.
Did they jump on Allen Hurns too early, or did they have to pay him? Right. He had a 2-year deal because he was an undrafted rookie free agent.
They signed him.
They might have just paid him too much.
Well, there's probably both of that, but they didn't need to pay him what they paid him when they paid it to him. Right. And we said that at the time. I was like, dang, you just made this dude at the time a top 10 high paid.
Yeah, you paid him like a number one.
It's like they went and spent all their money in a couple years, and now they need money and they don't have it. And that's not Ngakoue's fault. Those decisions that the Jags made, y'all figure out how to fix it. There's no way that you can tell me that you're building a franchise for the long term, to be a long-term competitor, and Ngakoue's not involved with that. You could sell me on Calais because of his age. You can sell me on that if this was him. You can sell me on Miles Jack because you don't really know exactly what he is. You could probably sell me on a lot of guys. You could sell me on Jalen from the aspect of this is going to cost us the world and he's under contract and we can get these draft picks. I'm not going to agree with you, but at least I wouldn't say you're bat crap crazy. Y'all are bat crap crazy on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to get the man paid.
Yes.
Should have already been done.
It's going to be business, though. That's what they're going to do. And one of the more popular players, one of your more talented players, might be out.
Not to get completely off subject, I like something that Florida State's doing recently.
You must be talking about baseball.
No, I'm talking about football.
Okay.
They're taking – now – I don't know if they're right when I say this, but they're taking an Alabama model on something with recruiting. You're starting to see, I've seen three kids tweet this out this weekend about their first offer being from Florida State.
Alabama. Oh, they're going out and offering people first.
Yeah. Instead of waiting on everybody else.
That's smart. Like, either you like the kid or you don't. Either they meet your needs or they don't meet your
needs.
You
don't have to be committable. But people remember the first.
Right.
I mean, this kid from Rutherford, actually. Tyrone Watkins. First offer, Florida State. Tackle. I've noticed I'm doing that more. I've always thought that was a good play because you don't have to sign them. Even if it's committable, they can commit, and you can find a way if nobody else jumps and you go, wait, did we mess up here? You can find a way to back off of that thing. But Alabama's done it for years and years and years of we'll be the first, and it means something, and then others follow. Again, I don't know that they're they may not have the evaluation skills that a Nick Saban has. I don't know. Maybe they do. But I like the fact that they're jumping at these kids. I hate that in the big scheme of things, there seems to be a process of you're going to get offered at Liberty and Central Michigan and all that before we start offering you at Central Florida and then UConn and then Florida State and all them jump in.
You want to know something? Have you listened to the Zach Smith podcast, Menace to Society?
Mm-mm.
One, it's awesome. I listened to episode 3 today, and he talked about Nick Saban. I don't think it has anything to do with missing or evaluation skills as much as he's so meticulous. Everybody he hires has to be the same way. And the attention to detail is crazy. So you have to get – like, so players get developed in ways that other schools aren't. Like, they do everything the right way. And – I say that because Urban Meyer went down when he was commentating, like after they went the undefeated season,
yeah.
He had to go commentate the national championship. And then he came back, and Zach Smith says he talked to the staff. And he told the staff, we're chasing Bama. He's like, I saw them. I watched the D-line drill. He's like, he just watched one segment. He's like, and I noticed that everybody who went and did that drill had perfect hand placement every time. Mm-hmm. He's like, until we're that detail-oriented to where even a simple drill is done 100% right, we will never be able to beat Bama. And so, like, so their whole thing for 2 years until they got a chance to beat them, play them, was did we, from a coach's standpoint, did we beat Bama? So they were going up against Bama before Bama even knew they were even. So it was just when I heard that, it said a lot about Meyer. It was dope, some introspective stuff about Meyer. It said some really cool stuff about Dan Mullen, too. But then I heard about that. I'm like, dang, that's why they're really that good. Because he really cares about everything.
Yeah. No, it's – I mean, I watched the ESPN thing last year behind the scenes with them, and I've talked to enough guys who coached with him who you can get two different opinions on. One, he's maniacal. But he is dead serious on the coaches have a practice before practice. Like, our guys are going to, before they go to practice, you're going to practice the practice. They're going to know where they're going. They're going to know exactly what the drill is. We're not wasting time. Like, every single second is accounted for. But that's why they're the way they are. We just got an interesting text on the text line built by Lifetime Enclosures about the cap and Jan. I actually want to dig into the cap a little bit, and I want to compare it maybe to some other teams. I don't know the answer to that. I think that they can sign Yannick Ngakoue. I think there's always a way. If they're in that much cap trouble, then why does Dave Caldwell have a job?
True.
That's the bigger point. So let's look at why they're in cap trouble. And the easy thing is Blake Bortles, but I want to look at some other teams and see how much dead cap do they have and are they able to pay their players. We'll do that coming up next. Now I'm a talent world talent. I'm a talent everywhere I go. Talent world talent. Yeah, I'm a billboard. Talent world talent. And I'm broadcasting like a radio. Talent world, you ought to know. I'm brand new. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
I think you got trolled me, bro.
I did?
Yeah.
How did I get trolled?
I don't think FSU offered a young man.
He just randomly tweeted it out?
I think he's a...
I saw a couple guys do it, though.
I think it's a troll account. That one is a troll account by somebody. And I'm going to go with the... He's got the Florida Gator header. And then just some of the tweets just are a little interesting.
So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I was trying to give him props.
No, I understand. I was just, you know.
1010XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures. 207 wants to know, how do you get a ticket to the Big Game James tailgate party?
You will get a link sent to you on the text line.
There you go.
If you go to @BigGameJames36, though, and look at the pinned tweet, which is the first tweet on my page, there is an Eventbrite link, though.
982, to show our disapproval of how the Jags are handling Yon, Jag fans should start a GoFundMe page to raise contract money for him. Not that, hell no.
I'm not. I mean, if you're that big of a fan and you guys really want him, that's dope. But me,
I ain't giving him
money. I know they got bread.
Yeah. I'll pass. I'll pass on that one. ThinMD Med Spa, it's getting it's a little warm outside. And if you got some extra weight, it just makes it a little warmer. Get in there and get that weight off. ThinMDMedSpa.com. They've got all kinds of programs to help you with it. It's not like you're going to go in there and starve to death. It's not like you're going to go in there and do some crash diet. Like this. He's a real doctor. Like, he knows his stuff. And people that go over there absolutely love it. So if you've got some weight to lose, or if you're just not feeling right, if something doesn't feel right, think something's wrong, you're not sleeping at night, you're having problems in the bedroom, anything like that, go see Dr. Capasso at thinmdmedspa.com. Let's talk about the Ngakoue thing. And it's easy to point the finger at Bortles, which is a $15.5 million cap hit this year. And you look at the rest of the guys who are no longer with the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's Malik at $4 million. It's Austin Seferian Jenkins at 1.6. It's Tashawn Gibson at 1.6. But then after that, there's really nothing. The next one is Niles Paul at $250,000. Give me a team that we think – give me a perennial contender. Not name the Patriots. And let me – I want to look at their salary cap situation. Can we go with –
Pittsburgh?
Sure. Sure. I think we're going to regret this one because they traded off all theirs, didn't they? Let's see. I want to look at what they don't have. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we are the – yeah. Maybe we are just kind of messed. No. Antonio Brown is a $21.1 million cap hit this year. Morgan Burnett is a $2.8 million cap hit. Marcus Gilbert is a $1.7 million cap hit. What about, like, the Rams? Let's go with another one-hit wonder team.
They don't care. They just figure it out.
Let me look at the Rams. Because if it's truly that they can't pay him, then somebody needs to lose a job. I thought they have, not only do they have Dave Caldwell, they've got this cap expert. How are the Rams doing this, bro? Rams have, like, no dead cap space. Mark Barron at 3.3, and that's it.
They pay people off?
2019, they've got $8 million left in cap space. Let me go back to the Jags and see, as of right now, where they're at. I'm not going to let them use the excuse, though, of we don't have cap space, because that's y'all's fault. Like, y'all did that. You knew that you have Ngakoue coming up. And, crap, this time last year you thought you chose to sign Telvin. That's what you chose to do. You screwed it up. You knew you had Ngakoue. You knew you had, at the time last year, Miles Jack. You thought you were going to pay him big money.
Right.
You knew you had Jalen coming up. And you can't do anything about it. So you want to make us believe. I just don't believe that. Jags have 9.4.
That's from, so the Telvin money did go. Or is that not part of it?
I don't know. Let me find Telvin here. So they've got him on. I don't think, they haven't really done anything with Telvin yet, have they? Telvin. There he is. What do you think Telvin's doing right now?
Living, chilling.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm. Saying that a lot.
I saw he commented on Jalen's post.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say he looked tacky too?
No. I think it was on IG. I saw it. They haven't done anything with him. He's still showing us 9.7. So do whatever you got to do with Telvin. I don't know. I mean, when does that need to happen? He ain't playing this year. You seen the dude?
He's a little tall, a little small.
Yeah, he's not playing. Even if he changes his mind, that's very true. 859. You need to remember Tom and the cat problem. This isn't the first time he's done it again.
And it's always after you go to the third round of the playoffs.
Yeah. If we would have gotten a Super Bowl out of it,
it'll be worth it.
Be fine. Be fine. Just find a way. Find a way. I mean, you drafted the guy. And, I know when I go to the games, they got Yannick Ngakoue featured on that big old big screen.
It doesn't work when the guy's not there.
He's in the marketing everywhere. Pay the man. See, I think this is a situation right here where, like we were talking about last week, how I do think people have changed on this. I think you were right last week on how everybody follows the owners. But I think on a situation like this, I bet it's 90% or better that says, nah, Jags, y'all are in the wrong on this one.
I'll tell you this. All the teammates are behind it. Leonard Fournette, pay the man. Jalen retweets it. Yeah, pay the man. A lot of players and other teams are like, pay the man.
859 says they can't take Telvin off until he notifies the NFL. Otherwise, they have to leave it on the cap.
Or the Jags. Or what if when the Jags say that they put him on the pup list or something like that?
Did him not making a statement not notify the NFL? I guess there's official paperwork.
Yeah, official paperwork. And the Jags probably have to do it too.
Well, how PO'd or people in Jacksonville going to be if at the last second Telvin goes, never mind.
I was just playing, y'all.
You feel me? He comes in here at a buck 75.
I told y'all I wasn't going nowhere. I was going to always be a Jaguar. You feel me? Look at this. You see me stressed? Nah, man. I ain't stressed. You know what? I just realized how you do. It's impossible to do Telvin's voice without doing Telvin. Like, you have to smile. You have to do all teeth. Like, I'm sitting here like, how do I do? And I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Feel me? Yeah. It's like you got to have your mouth all the way open. My teeth just aren't as white as his.
Nobody's teeth are as white as his.
That crest deal must be
He may bold. Have the whitest teeth in the history of mankind. I'm jealous of it, actually. I try to get as much of a tan as I can just to make my teeth look whiter. That's what he's going to do. He's going to come in like, when does camp start? Late July?
I just needed a vacation.
Yeah, I'm good. I know I'm 175 pounds right now.
Don't worry about it. I'll eat. But yeah, that's all. Yeah, man. Telvin, do whatever works for you, man. But Yannick needs to be paid.
662 says, when you have to spend more money on offense like the Jags did, the defense will suffer. Whoa. Hold on, 6'6".
They spent money on one player.
Like, bro, look at the spending the last 3 years defense to offense. It was like 60. What did we look at? 65% defense?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at it last year. Yeah, they brought in. Yeah, it was Foles. Foles is the only big money player, right? On offense?
Yeah, everybody else was just like a waiver.
I mean, they re-signed A.J. Cam, but I don't think he broke the bank. Okay, 868 says, wants me to look at the Eagles. The Eagles.
I agree with that.
I like the Eagles. You don't like the Eagles?
No, I mean, I do like the Eagles. I have no quarrels with them. That's my grandmother's favorite team.
Yeah? The grandmother that lives here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she can't come to the Jags yet, but she'll eventually come around.
Let's see. Eagles. Let me look at their cap situation. What do they have dead? Yeah, see, they got Jernigan at 6, Foles at 2.8, Michael Kendricks at 1.6, and then they've got a bunch of – no, they don't. They got one guy at 700,000, Chris Long at 300,000. Dang, but they still got 26 mil? No, they don't have that because this isn't factoring in the new Carson Wentz deal. But I guess the bigger point is everybody's got dead cap space. Maybe not 15.5 on a quarterback that's driving a Tesla in L.A. now. But everybody has dead cap issues. You think they sign him before the season? They have to, right?
They should. Have to is a stretch.
I'm going to look up 2019 franchise tag numbers. I want to see what. Let's see. What he could be getting here. 2020 projected. $19.5 million is the projected franchise tag amount. Ah, that's all guaranteed too, right? I don't know, Jan. I mean, you play that out, you get tagged. At 19.5, assuming you don't get hurt, I know that's a big thing. Play this thing the way Kirk Cousins played it. Get your 19.5 and then sign. Because he's not getting 19.5 a year. That ain't happening anywhere. Mm-hmm. He's going to get 17 a year. Play that 19.5 and then go sign your deal at 17. And you still got, you got to go 2 years without getting hurt. Well, by then, you're signing a deal at 20. Shoot, that may be the way to do it right there, James. And then you don't have to, you don't show up for OTAs next year either. Come to the mandatory so they don't get in your pocket a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just 3 days, though. Ball out these next 2 years, and you've made the most.
I mean, I'm not going to – I mean, if they give me a different – like I talked about with Jalen, like I would actually – I wouldn't mind the two – like, you know, pick up my option. I get paid a lot. Hit me with the franchise. I should get paid a lot. Like, I'll get paid what I would get paid at least on the back end of the deal
mm-hmm.
that they'll probably never let me get to anyway.
They franchise them twice.
Yeah, give it to me twice. Yep. And then if I'm feeling it, I'm going to break the bank.
And then by that time, like, your number's probably gone up $5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Go sign you a 6-year deal.
But I don't even know if you sign it. I think you do the – well, I call it the LeBron on the NBA side but what Revis did,
mm-hmm.
and it actually might have kept Revis in the league a little bit longer. Because, like, when he wasn't able to, like, command that much, 2-year with an option,
mm-hmm.
with three-year contract with the option the last year, and when he couldn't command the number, like, he took a little bit less because what his market value was. But you got to think, Jalen's going to be a corner for a decade. Well, and then at least got another 3 to 4 years as a safety, more than likely.
So the projected tag number next year for corner is 16.5.
What is it going to make this year? I mean, next year. Well, he has 2 years to wait for this. Yeah. So it's going to be close to 20 by then, right?
Yeah. You would think so. Yeah, I think so.
Then we would have drafted. Actually, the Jaguars are kind of smart with the Jalen side. By that point, you would have already – Foles is gone. You've drafted your future replacement quarterback, so you're getting him cheap. So now you got that old Foles money to just get a Jalen.
Yeah.
It's the Yannick you got to figure out.
And I hope that's not the way this thing goes. I hope Foles is here for Foles five
is
or six.
30. So, like, you got to think, like, if I, you think he's going to play till he, well, no, he's older than 30, right?
Is he?
I don't know. You know, all those doctors look the same.
He's taking care of himself. Let me see. I can look this up in 2 seconds. Let's see. Nicholas Foles. See what old Nicholas is. See the contract situation all the way through. He's 30. So, I mean, you get six more years, that's 36. That's not bad for a quarterback. You got to keep him for two because the dead cap next year is 33.8. There's an out after 2021. So he'll put him at 33. No, man, he needs to be here at least 5 years for this thing to be a good signing. Unless you can find a way to move up in 2 years and get Trevor.
That's what, well.
You have to go defeated, though.
Suck for Sean. Tank for Trevor. Nah, that sucks. That doesn't suck. That's not
lose good. For Lawrence?
Yeah, that might be good.
He's trying to print the shirts?
Yeah. Trying to go ahead and get.
Yeah.
Can we talk baseball?
No.
But not baseball, but like.
Florida State baseball?
No. No, that's cool. We're going to Omaha and everything. But this is bigger than baseball. This is like drama. That.
Are you talking about with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about Ortiz?
Yeah, you're not teasing it.
Well, I mean, we are teasing it. Nobody knows what you're talking, like, the okay, drama yeah, you're talking about.
It's amazing. Like, this is like, they need to make a movie about this.
I also have a news story with an amazing name in it. Like, you're not going to believe this name.
Okay.
This dude that got arrested.
I'm
and
all for
also,
it.
Also, it may be time to outlaw tacos.
It may be also time to indict Urban Meyer.
Okay, we got all that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. Make sure you get to ABC. Hopefully you got to ABC over the weekend. I can tell you this. There's people at the Guggen.
ABC in it?
Yes, indeed. The Guggen set a record today. I'm pretty sure. This is unofficial.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's ever been a golf tournament in the history of golf tournaments that in the gift bag gave as many koozies as what the Guggen did.
What's a koozie?
You know what a koozie is? The thing that you put your beer in.
Yeah, but you're why drinking. Would I want
it? Dude, there was like 8 of them in everybody's gift bag. I can sling some koozies. If somebody wants some koozies, I got them.
Are they like cool koozies?
No, I mean, they're company koozies. There's like a selling with CC koozie. Like, well, all the different sponsors. Like, yeah, I mean.
I want a CC koozie.
I'll bring it to you. Hers was fancy, too. It was like leather.
Off break. I got to share a joke with you.
Okay. But it was a really good time. People were ABC and chilling for sure. Make sure you get to the humidor. A lot of cigars out there today as well. Make sure you get to the humidor.com. Order your cigars. Put SportsDen in the checkout code, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. We teased a bunch of stuff. Remind me what it was.
We were talking about David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah. What's the drama?
All right. So he got shot.
I'm aware.
In the DR.
Okay.
A place that I'm probably going to go a couple times within the next 12 months.
Okay.
I was a little shook, but then somebody reminded me, dude, you do the Mad Dad's voice. You live in Jacksonville. Now that you're good. If you can survive the Bangham, you can survive the DR. But he didn't just get shot. He got shot over a lover's quarrel, allegedly.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it was a hit because some drug lord, he had an affair with his wife. Mm. And, you know, so I'm thinking, like, come on, man. This is BS. This is Big Poppy. It's the DR. Allegedly, is it too late to say what? Allegedly, you can get it to DR?
Herpes?
That you can, but allegedly for you to, you don't have to go with somebody else's wife in the DR.
Okay.
For the price, for less than the price of a Jaguars replica jersey, you can probably have any kind of companion you would like in the DR.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of money. That was a pretty good way to scan it. All right. Okay. But then somebody said there was a fight between two women at the hospital that David Ortiz was at. That's not it, though, Denny. While his wife was coming to the hospital to come see, she was en route to come see him. I think she was leaving the state, so he had a little bit of time for some people to quell, let the women knock each other out and get them out the way.
All right,
so
on.
That the wife hold on. Could have a free pass.
Oh, so you're telling me, allegedly,
he
got shot because of an affair he was having with somebody else's wife.
Yes.
He goes to the hospital and two different women are fighting over him while his wife is on the way. Is that right? So
yes.
There's four women involved in the story?
Three.
Oh, so
it's probably,
you think the girl, you, there
it's
ain't
probably
no
four.
Way.
It's probably
no,
four.
No, there ain't no way that the girl went to see him whose husband just shot him.
Well, she knew what the life that her husband was about already.
So I'm saying there's four. Maybe there's two
okay,
other
Okay,
all girls.
Right, so these are two other chicks. Now, mind you, I like the way the DR gets down. You can't just shoot Big Poppy. He is the DR. He's the hero.
Apparently you can.
They mud stomped the dude who shot him. This man's carrying out a hit for a known drug lord, and now he gets beat up at the bar because he shot Big Poppy, who apparently is Big Poppy. It's like a 90s rap video.
It is.
With a bunch of Spanish people.
Wasn't the Steve McNair thing something about that, too? Wasn't it?
He got killed in the same. Like, they said this, they have a conspiracy theory with that one. But they said, like, they tried to make it seem like it was a robbery or, like, something like. No, somebody said he might have been robbed and set up by her, but it was a murder-suicide. She killed him and then killed herself. But they were saying, like,
Steve. But he was on, like, some other chick's couch. And
yeah, like,
married.
At the house. Like, he went to the house.
But he was married.
Yeah, he was married to a nurse who, like, literally, they used to talk about her all the time. Like, she would, like, heal him back up after games.
Mm. Yeah, I'm reading this thing in the New York Times. It says David Ortiz was not planning on going out Sunday night, but a call from a friend, Joel Lopez.
Joel set up the hit.
A local television host persuaded Ortiz to change his mind.
Damn, Joel.
They're at a regular hangout called the Dial Bar and Lounge. Are they saying he's going to be okay?
I mean,
they're flying him to Boston. So he's rushing to a clinic in Santo Domingo. 6 hours in surgery?
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Then he was in stable enough condition to be transported to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
Wow.
Via an air ambulance provided by the Red Sox.
Get him out of there.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. See, I'm not going to go like all moral police on this, but I'm just going to put it this way. I don't have the time or the aptitude for stress for affairs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need that stress in my life. I don't need to be getting shot. I'll take a hard pass on that one. Mm. 39-31 Golden State over Toronto right now in the second quarter. Your boy Durant's back.
Yeah. They needed him.
I want Golden State to win tonight. I mean, I don't really care who wins long term, but I do want this thing to go a little bit longer.
I think it's game 7.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
You know what I'm saying? We got to do it, right?
A watch party?
Yeah.
Will that be Father's Day again?
No, Father's Day is this
Sunday.
Wait a minute.
Because they got to go back to.
Come on, man. Don't let it be that.
Day. Golden State. Isn't that when we did the watch party?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Father's Day?
I think it was. Hold on, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, if you own a restaurant and you're listening, if this thing goes game seven.
No, let's go do it at the barbershop.
Huh?
The shop that we always go to? It's game seven. It's on Father's Day. Never mind. Yeah. We gotta go to a restaurant. Why couldn't they do it like on Monday, bro? You gotta make all these men fathers making them work on their day. Just like America. Like, gives a damn about Father's Day.
Oh, my mom sent a text last night talking about, hey, let's get together Sunday and celebrate birthdays. I'm like, birthdays? Like, it's Father's Day.
Again.
We got all kind of birthdays coming. Angie's birthday is Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Was that the first time?
Oh, that was.
It can't be showing that.
No, it's not. Oh, dear. Durant's out.
Looks like I don't have anything to do for Father's Day.
That did look like the first one, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Cancel that on Durant playing again. He is being escorted to the locker room right now.
Y'all would say LeBron was faking.
LeBron wouldn't fake until the fourth quarter, though. He'd wait. That's how he always did it. Durant's like, bump this, man. I don't want to play all these quarters.
The Dark Knight cannot save the light-skinned devil. They will bow to iRobot, Kawhi Leonard.
Hey, are you not into this Florida State stuff, this baseball stuff?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm proud. Like, I ain't going to lie. I've been one of those jump on Martin for a while. Even though I changed my tune when I interviewed him. Got it. Like, even if, guys, if you're trying to do a podcast, they don't have to be a legend. Like Mike Martin, interview an old person. Their view of love is iconic.
Of love?
Like to hear him talk
what
about his wife.
Mike Martin in love?
He was just talking about how he owes everything to his wife. And we called him his girlfriend. We called her his girl, whatever. It was his girlfriend. And like to hear him talk about it, it sounded like those people who go to war, like World War II and stuff like that. And they had a picture of the girl and they ain't seen her in 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And they're still like, and they only talked to her for 1 week, but like they're crazy in love. That was Mike Martin talking about his own, talking
what
about his wife.
What podcast are y'all doing?
It was just talking about his illustrious career.
You and Danielle giving love advice?
No,
like, Delilah?
Me give that? Hell no. Her? No. We can't. We're not qualified. But he can. Like he can definitely give it. But just listen to him talk about his career. It's just like, dang. I was like, man, it'd be dope if he went to Omaha. And like now, it's like if he wins, they're gonna. It wouldn't be rigged, but I would understand how anybody would think it would be rigged. It can't happen this way. You can't go 40 seasons with all the success, choke all the time.
Dude, they're hot, man.
And then like barely make it. You were one of the last four in, and then you win this year,
bro. I mean, what they're running off right now is impressive. I mean,
but right now, if they beat
Hacker, like, cannot wrap his head around the fact that I'm not pulling for Mike Martin. Like I don't.
Hacker's pulling for Mike Martin?
Oh, Hacker's all in on Mike Martin. Hacker's like wants to see him go out like this.
Hacker's not a real Florida.
He cannot wrap his head around the fact that I'm not like.
No.
If he wins, I can be happy for him, but dude, I'm not pulling for him. He's my rival school.
Dude, Austin Maddox was one of my best clients that I had when I first got into this game. And some people may know him, some people may not. Played at Eagles View Academy. Mm-hmm. Pitches for the
baller.
Red Sox, baller, signed to the University of Florida, went. I wished Austin nothing but success in every aspect of life. But the team that he plays for, I wish nothing. I was praying they didn't win.
And that's a step further. You know Austin.
Yeah, like, I know.
I
like
don't
I'm saying.
Know Mike
yeah.
Martin.
Yeah, I can't.
Dude could walk in right now and I'd be like, security, I don't know who this dude is. Why would I be like,
you'd like him, man.
Hacker. Oh, I'm sure I would. He seems like an amazing guy. But we do this Gator Bites podcast every Tuesday. And every Tuesday, Hacker's like, you got to be pulling for Mike Martin now. No. The only reason why I know that they're still alive is because half of my Twitter is FSU. That may be a stretch. A third of my Twitter is FSU. And apparently, lately, every Miami fan there is known to man is now following me.
That'd be, like, people know who you are.
I don't have as many Gator fans following me as I have Miami fans following me.
Gator fans don't know what, don't they think you're a double agent.
They do.
I had to defend you today.
They do, man.
The Gator fans.
They do. Just stop defending me.
But yeah, but Mike Martin, like, it's, that's one of those things where, like, all right, in another world, like another time, like if this was last year or like next year they were doing the same thing, I would like do what I wanted to do with FSU basketball in San Antonio. But like, it's too quick. Like, I can't, like, I can't turn that around. I would have had to known that they were going to win last weekend, and I wouldn't have blown money. And I would have been able to possibly go.
So my parents' like bucket list is they want to go to the College World Series. They want to go to the like Women's College World Series as well. Every time that I've ever watched the College World Series, you know what they're talking about? How hot it is in
Omaha.
Yeah, that's
true. But I wouldn't go to the game. It's still baseball. No matter what, how you would turn around. And then if I go to a baseball stadium or park or whatever they call it, I'm not paying $7, $8 for a beverage of choice and another $5, $6 for a hot dog and all the other stuff. Bro, I'm just going to go to a bar.
This would be the time to go, though. This year.
Weather?
Like, when this thing starts this week, right?
Yeah, hold on.
It's like a high on Wednesday of 70 and a low of 48.
Ooh.
And
that's wintertime.
Yeah, 75, 79. Now, Saturday, it gets to 86. Then back down to 82, 81, 79.
You won't be there that long, right?
I think it lasts a week.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they haven't said it yet because there's still people playing. Oh, no, they just finalized everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's right.
They'll have it all set up. Shoot, we got to play Arkansas.
Is that who y'all play?
Yeah. They got a pitcher with a cannon.
Mississippi State's in as well.
Mississippi State and Auburn both have pitchers with hoses. Yeah. It's more than likely.
I mean, but y'all just beat a very good LSU team.
Yes. But let me stop, because I'm saying that like I know.
I was impressed.
I'm literally regurgitating what everybody else said. I watched the game. This is the beautiful thing about Twitter, like people like who judge social media. I watched the game through people's live tweets, yeah. And I was glued to my phone because I was smoking a cigar.
Turn it on?
I was at. They were watching the Cubs for whatever reason. The cigar lounge I was at.
Cubs and Cardinals.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm smoking. I'm talking because I got to tell you about my Atlanta trip. It was just random. And my guy.
I didn't know you went.
Yeah, it was spur of the moment, and then family member did the same exact thing. But anyway, so watching.
Legit family member?
Like, one of the guys. Like,
or one of your 840
guys. Like, we are literally 1 month apart. Our parents went to college. They shared dorm rooms together. He's the only person I've known him my entire life. He's one of the few people I can say I've actually known my entire life.
Okay. All right.
But.
Just half of Tallahassee is your godbrother.
Oh, I mean, if you lived on the south side.
You going to do 8 o'clock?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got to get to this, why tacos should be banned.
Sure.
It's getting close in America. Taco crimes all over the place. We'll get to that coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. That's L-U-C-E airquality.com. Get to Luce Air Quality for environmental testing. Can't talk tonight. If you've got dirty air, if you got crappy air, you own a home or a business, or you're a realtor or anything like that, you'd have any need for air testing. Air quality. Was that Steph?
Yes, and he made it.
For air quality testing. Then this is your call right here. Write this number down. Put it in your phone. Whatever you want to do. 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Might as well put it in your phone anyway, because at some point, you live in Florida, you're going to need this. You don't want to ignore this. It's going to cost you a ton of money, and people are going to get sick. Not a good combination at all. That's Luce Air Quality. We talked last week about, was it Texas A&M guy that got in a fight over tacos?
Was it tacos what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas people take, I mean, people are weird about their tacos, man.
St. Augustine man was arrested.
Like our St. Augustine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
After he got so mad at a Taco Bell employee.
I can see that.
Following a dispute at the drive-thru window.
He came in.
That a man got out of his car, went to the drive-thru window, attempted to hit the drive-thru employee.
Did they close the window?
The employee reacted by slapping him in his face.
Nice.
He then went and kicked in the door of the restaurant, shattering the door, and entered the restaurant and began punching the employee in the ribs.
That's a...
They didn't give him enough hot sauce or
were
what?
Were there police anywhere?
I don't know, but the best part of this whole story, the dude's name, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Taurus Ford.
Man, that's a fake story.
Taurus Ford.
Get out of here, man. What website is that?
News for Jax. That man's parents named him Taurus Ford.
That man.
For those of you that are younger, there used to be, I don't know, they still have four Tauruses?
Yeah, I had one for a little bit.
His name is Taurus Latron Ford.
Latron.
Yes.
That sounds like something a Latron would do.
I mean, can we stop the violence over tacos?
And Taco Bell make you want to fight, though. I went to Taco Bell last week.
We are literally just wrecking any type of fast food sponsorship deal we will ever have.
It was good. It was better than Arby's. More people there, too.
It is not better than Arby's.
But the way that lady said my name, I did not appreciate it. She said my name like my mama said my name when I'm in trouble.
Why?
I don't know. It was just that James! Like, whoa. Calm.
But she knew you like that?
Down. No. I was like, lady, you don't know me like that to call my name like that. You say James or Mr. Cole.
She shouted at you because your food was ready?
Yeah, my order was ready.
Are they doing the Chick-fil-A thing now where they get your name?
Yeah, that's what they asked. I thought it would be like order number 105.
Right.
That's what I'm used to, but.
She just yelled out James.
Yeah, and when she said it, I was like, man.
How she said it again?
James! Like, whoa, what did I do? Like, calm down. Like, it was delicious, but I knew there was no nutritional value in it. Like, but it was I was hungry, and I was like, I want tacos.
How many tacos do you get?
I got a five. They had five for five.
Oh, that's nice.
So I got like.
What's a snack for you?
It was just a snack. I wasn't trying to eat.
This dude's.
It was Wednesday.
This dude's mugshot.
Does he look like a Ford Taurus?
Looks exactly like somebody who's realizes he just got arrested for punching a Taco Bell employee.
That's what throws me off about people who fight. Not fighting, like, you know, there's a time and a place. Sometimes you have to let people know. But
hold on, you gotta come over here. You gotta look at this. I want you to look at this mugshot, and I want you to guess this guy's age. Maybe it's just me. How old do you think Taurus Ford is? You got a good. Okay. You think on that? 24. I would have said around the same thing. He's 37.
Oh, black don't crack.
This man looks like he's fresh out of college.
Black don't crack.
I wonder what time of the day this was. It just says early Saturday morning. That man got slapped through the drive-thru window, though. You imagine?
But then again, you say he's how old?
37.
There's no way his real name is Taurus Ford.
I mean, four Tauruses were, you know, the thing over there. You think he was conceived in a four Taurus?
Could be.
What year would he have been born?
Say he's 37?
Yeah.
81?
Let me see what the 1981 Ford Taurus looked like. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were around in 81. That probably would have been 1980, though, right?
Yeah.
1980. Oh, yeah. Stylish vehicle. They even had the hatchbacks back then.
Mm.
Like the station wagon.
So we didn't know you were fancy.
I mean, if you think about it, the station wagon makes perfect sense. I bet he was conceived in a Ford Taurus.
Station wagons had a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. Especially the Ford Taurus back in the day. Boy, cars have come a long way in the last 37 years. He had to ask his parents, right? He had to ask him, like, yo, seriously, why'd y'all name me after a car? Why'd you name me Taurus Ford? I mean, his last name was Ford, obviously. So it's like somebody named Explorer Ford.
What's the Ford that we were talking about getting into, the really small one?
Oh, I don't remember.
The Celebration?
No. It's Fiesta?
Same thing.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's
it. It is the same thing. Do you have a hate o'clock?
Well, my hate o'clock was NBA players, when they block shots. He couldn't dunk?
No.
Why?
Did you see him? He's like my height.
He's got to be in the NBA for being exceptional at something.
At steals and, well, I guess if you're blocking a shot, though, from Boogie Cousins, you probably should be able to dunk, shouldn't you?
Man.
Well, I mean, he scored. It was a layup. You don't like layups?
No. I don't like layups.
Why? Don't layup. You get the same amount of points. You know they're moving the three-point line back in college?
They're moving it back? Good. It's too easy. Needs to be some toughness to it.
662 said Taurus Latron Ford. That's what I said. I mean, does he know this guy? Mm-hmm. He also said James Lamborghini Coleman.
There it is.
Wow.
That might be. We were going to call, like, Trey was getting, like, Trey Cole sounded too much like Draco.
Mm.
So we would have been calling him Draco. So we may need to go Lamborghini.
Just
Lamborghini Mercy.
Just have another one.
Yeah.
You came out of a weekend in which you went to Atlanta and you have no hate o'clocks.
I'm trying to think.
Like, Atlanta is my hate o'clock.
I had a good time. You know what? Actually, downtown Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta is expensive for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to know, like, they charge you for, they have, not only do they have a food and beverage tax, they have a liquor tax that's separate from the food and beverage tax.
And it's enough that you recognize it?
It's on the ticket. They make sure you know.
You actually read the ticket?
I'm trying to figure out what to tip.
Oh.
So,
do you tip on taxes?
No, yeah, I do. Actually, I tip on a whole.
I do too.
Because it's easier. I ain't got time to go subtract. And I try to give 20%. You got to suck. Which one person did? Two people did. I asked for one thing out of my waiter or waitress, and I tip 92% of the time. Like, if I'm just really hurting, I don't believe in that whole, well, if you can't tip, then you shouldn't eat. Nah, that makes absolutely no sense. If I want to, I can afford the steak. I just can't afford you. Like, you should not work if you that. Whatever. I try to take care of people who, especially exceptionally good people. The mm-hmm. only thing I ask is that my water stay full, or we come up with a measure to make sure said water stays full. That, i.e., bring me two or three water cups of water once you realize that I drink a ton of water, or I request pitchers. Just leave a pitcher of water here on the table, and then you don't have to come back and forth.
So you tell them this.
I prepare them. But if you just leave me there parched, I get angry, and if I get parched too long, you might not get a tip. Mm-hmm. All you have to, like, now, when
not
I went
all?
For, when I went for breakfast, this little Indian dude, best waiter I've, like, well, no, top five waiter I've ever had. I'm talking about soon as I put, boom, right there. And it was people there. He just made sure that water stayed on point. I even got juice because it was a breakfast buffet and juice and coffee. Every time one of them went down, he was there filling it up. And it was good.
And what'd you go up there for?
I went up there because my partner, my high guy I played high school ball with, they're thinking about putting a gym up there.
Okay.
So I'm a Geo Bachelor, so I figured I ain't got no responsibility. I can go take a trip. He had asked me before, and I was like dragging my feet, and I could have got a plane ticket, but then I looked at it and I did all the math. I'm like, well, I could just drive. It'd take me 2 tanks of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I didn't realize 5 hours was a long time.
Yeah.
But I got up there, had a good time. We stepped out a little bit, did some things. I go in there, and I happen to be looking at the Twitter because I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody until I get back. And I'll post pictures up when I get back. I see my guy brother when I said I've known my whole life. I see him like at some restaurant, and it don't look like Miami. You know how certain cities have like mm-hmm. this flair to them, and normally I would just let it go because he added the restaurant. But I was like, let me click on the restaurant and see where this Joker is at. He's in Atlanta. Not only is he in Atlanta, he's staying like a hotel that's worth like half a block from me. So we're both downtown Atlanta. Neither one of us said anything to each other. And then we ended up kicking it.
Oh, that's cool.
And hung out, told crazy stories about our fathers. Because his father, remember I went to a funeral? Like when we had a show, mm-hmm. yeah. that it was his father's funeral.
Oh, okay.
And both of our dads were crazy and they ran together. And my dad, you know, and I was telling them the story about my dad, you know, with the gun. Like, hey, you shoot somebody, you got to kill everybody,
mm-hmm.
just in case you need that. I'm like, thanks, Dad. I don't know when I'll ever use that advice, but I thank you for looking out.
It's good fatherly advice.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to do his best. He didn't do a very good job growing up, so he's trying now. I'm not mad at it. But Atlanta, you know, I had a good time. I ate. I will like this. They're too frou-frou. Like, I ate fried chicken, collard greens, and mashed potatoes. Red potato, mashed potatoes. So like I can see them putting red potato, mashed potatoes to distinguish it from normal mashed potatoes. Okay. Makes sense. That's all you need to put on the menu. It's literally what I had. I don't need fried chicken fried in peanut oil with honey thyme marinated it was a regular ass restaurant. The problem is in Atlanta, everybody's so bougie that Chick-fil-A has to expand their God glorious menu, which I am mad that I did not go to a Chick-fil-A because apparently Chick-fil-A's in Atlanta serve macaroni and cheese.
Really?
Baked macaroni and cheese, not that cheesy Mac stuff. Like real macaroni and cheese. Hmm. But it was just too much. I'm like, I'm not bougie like that. And how is it 57-54 right now?
Yeah, they've made a big comeback. Did you see what just happened with Drake and Draymond?
No.
Draymond got a tech.
Yes.
And Drake got all on him.
They didn't kick Drake
shouting
off
at each other. No. No, I mean, not all on him, all on him. I mean, just they were like screaming at each other going down the court.
Draymond should get a tech every game.
Golden State was up double digits like when James started the Atlanta story. It is now 57-56 with 36 seconds. Never mind. It is now 60 because your boy just hit a three.
I hate him.
Steph just hit a three. And he's about – God, Toronto? Toronto goes down there right away and shoots.
They're trying to keep the drama.
When we come back, I want to get into what we can look forward to talking about through this mandatory minicamp with Nick Foles and receivers specifically. What can we look for? We'll get to that coming up next.
The Sports Den on 1010XL.
I could use some ABC right now.
ABC is amazing.
They really should. Like, let us, since ABC is our title sponsor, just let us sip on something.
ABC also needs to expand. I'm tired of this.
What are you talking about?
Should have been in Georgia.
Oh. Why didn't you just get it before you went?
I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. There are some questions for you on your Atlanta trip on the Duval 4 text line.
Okay.
If you'd like to address them.
I did get wings. I just was trying not to talk about the wings that I partaked in, 716, because people might be listening and they might not have appreciated me going to eating some high end adult wings. Mm. But they were delicious.
Mm. What about 662?
Bougie, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm far from that. Actually, you know what?
No, he says, can you give us the definition?
Oh, definition of bougie. Bougie, like highfalutin. People who like spend expensive, they'll spend $60 on the same piece of fried chicken they could have got from Popeyes for 10, just to say they did it.
Nightfoss says he went to a hockey game in Atlanta years ago and ran right into Freak
Nick. I bet you had an amazing time. Freak Nick was like they cannot Freak Nick cannot exist in today's climate. But do you know how sometimes the perfect things just hit, like they meet at the right time, like the perfect storm and just greatness is created?
Mm-hmm.
That was what Freak Nick is. We convinced it was 96 Freak Nick. We convinced our parents to have our seventh grade trip in Atlanta. We knew what was going down. They did not know. Oh, we was in Atlanta, right in the thick of it. Just enjoying, living our best little lives. Didn't know anything we were doing.
I told you we were going to get blamed for this.
What?
We're not even off the air. We're already getting blamed for the microphone.
How do we get blamed? We got an email?
Look at your Twitter. Ain't Lauren Rue. Hey, Denny and James, y'all breaking stuff in there? She's got a little emoji of a microphone.
Listen, first and foremost, we're already on thin ice. We're already
on thin ice?
No, I'm just saying, we just started on thin ice. Why would we break a microphone that's worth more to us, more than us?
That's very true. This was broken before I got in here. And if you need proof, just go listen to the Crosstalk segment with Rick. And it wasn't his microphone, so he didn't break it. And then there was nobody else in here today, to my knowledge. Everybody was at the Guggen. I am innocent for once.
It's not my microphone.
Rue. So. Dang it, Rue. Did you text her? Oh, see. That's why it says last night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Crap like that, country. Jeez. Not even through the show, and we're already getting blamed. Tomorrow, I'm assuming Leonard's going to be there. What'd you say we have to start calling him?
Leonard.
I'm assuming Leonard's going to be there, but my focus won't be there. My focus is not going to be anywhere else but the timing between Nick Foles and the receivers, because they've got, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
The receivers have been there. Now you got the big boy corners out there. Like, your timing is going to have to be on point. I want to see Nick Foles. This isn't regular season. This isn't even training camp pace. This isn't anything like, but it's the next step. There's voluntary OTAs and there's mandatory OTAs.
Right.
So all we can take is the next step. I want to see Foles in the next step with this group of receivers that we all got on here and said 2 months ago weren't any good. Maybe collectively as a group, as bad as any in the NFL. He made them look good during voluntary OTAs. Or they just got better. One of the two. I don't want to put it all on him.
Probably a little bit of both.
Right. So now that Jalen's there in his vet convertible with the windows rolled up and his Easter egg colored Adidas gear, like, can you have that same level of execution? That's really all I want to see tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. Can you do that day after day? Again, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen during the season. So I'm going to put the asterisk on it because people love to say, that's just OTAs. It is just the OTAs, but that's all we have to look at. If y'all would rather, we can just come in here and we can talk about the people who weren't any good, which is really hard to be terrible in OTAs, by the way.
I mean, they want to hear about the 90th man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it y'all got to understand, it is really hard to stick out in a bad way at OTAs. If y'all really want to know why everybody gets excited about OTAs, because this is, you have to do some really bad stuff to stick out as, for example, Terrell Pryor's first day. You got to do some stuff like run out of bounds for four steps and come back in and try to catch the ball.
Right.
You got to do something like get pinned up against the sideline on a fade ball. Like that, you got to do that type of stuff to get noticed being bad. You got to drop multiple balls.
Yes.
You got to fumble a snap. You've got to, like, literally get burnt in coverage to the point that there's no doubt that that was your guy. That's how bad it's got to be in OTAs for you to notice somebody that's that bad. Like, if you didn't know names and they didn't have jersey numbers, you would have a really hard time picking out who the best of the best is out in OTAs. Because for the most part, 80% of them look the same, skill-wise. Not physically. Like Josh Allen, you'd pick that freak out.
Yeah. He looks like a creative player.
He does. That's exactly what he looks like. It's impressive. So that's what I'm going to be looking at. I want to see, like, for some reason, I keep eyes on Keelan Cole a lot just because I don't know what Keelan is. I like Keelan, but I don't know what he is. He's got me confused. So I want to see him going up against Jalen and an interested AJ tomorrow. I want to see what Conley does. He's looked good thus far. I want to see, does Leonard make it all three days? Can't tell anything from the lines, nothing. So you won't get anything from us there. The one thing I did start paying attention to late last week was Miles and lining the defense up. And it was so funny, man. I'm sitting there talking to an unnamed media member. And I'm like, we're like behind the defense. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to watch this a couple. It didn't go well. Didn't go well. Like, dude was running all over the place, trying to figure out. So I want to see that now that there's had more install in. I'm assuming we have the same restrictions on us of what we can and can't say as we did during voluntary OTAs.
That makes me that's the one bad thing, man. It's like, 'cause I'll be wanting to talk, but I can't.
I'll have to ask tomorrow what the deal is with that. I'm assuming it's the same, though. But, I mean, you can talk about individual players. You can talk about stuff like that. You just can't talk formations, depth chart, unless they say something about it at the press conference. And then it's fair game, I guess. But that's all I'm going to be looking for. You really going to be there tomorrow, or are you just?
Yeah, no, I'm going to get up. It's 8:45. I'll be there.
You ain't gonna get at 8:25 to hear Douglas Marone?
I'm gonna go. I get up early enough. I mean, really, to be honest with you, I probably will try to be there close to 8 as possible. Well, actually, you know the way traffic's set up? Oh, man, this is BS.
What?
Like, I gotta fight through traffic. I gotta
what
get
traffic
coffee.
You gotta fight through
downtown.
Why are you going downtown? Just go over the Hart Bridge.
It's either way, you gotta get to Emerson. Are you saying take Southside?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're talking about 95.
Yeah, like either way, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll get my coffee. I'll get there eventually.
Listen.
I'll be where I'm at.
Here's my thought.
Be
how
happy
many
I'm
people
there.
Will we have getting audio of Douglas Marone? 5, 6 from the station?
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about 8:20, 8:45, 8 o'clock, traffic, same. I just don't want to be sitting on 95. That's the problem.
I plan on about 8:50, 9 o'clock.
All right. That's reasonable.
I have no reason to sit there and watch them stretch.
So I can go get my coffee at around 8:30-ish and then get there when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get
you're
going to
drink coffee outside tomorrow?
I drink iced coffee in the summer.
Oh, I can't do iced coffee.
Tastes the same. It's bad anyway.
It's what?
They make it.
It's back up to a 9-point game now.
F that dude, man.
No, it's not. It's an 11-point game. 67-56 Golden State back on top here. Oh, you know what?
Shout out to Georgia real quick. Georgia got a good one.
You talking about?
They got Bron.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Bron big as hell.
That just happened?
Yeah.
Talking about the O lineman.
Yeah.
From Live Oak.
Yeah, I'm about to cuss Kyler Hall out. That's his head coach.
What in the world is going on in Athens?
He's gonna be good, man. Like he's a prototypical lineman. Like he's gonna You know why? You know what I'm noticing? He doesn't have underbeard like I like. He is ugly. You know what kind of shoe he has on, man?
What?
He's got on New Balances, bro.
What's wrong with that?
The crispy dad, the dad New Balances, man. He's got the dad New Balances.
Like the New Balance Air Monarch?
Yeah, he's a stern. Like, he's going to be a stern dad, like a stern parent, but, like, one of those, like good father figures. Like, look, check him out right here. Like, what high school kid do you know is rocking New Balances, rocking the dad New Balances?
Yeah.
Like, he ain't got no sauce.
But well, he's not going to be rocking them for long.
But what that means is he ain't got no sauce, so he's going to be getting after it. Oh, man, you know what? I just got the text message. I just completely forgot about my hate o'clock because what? I was so relaxed. Do I still get to hate on something?
Y'all want to make an extended hate o'clock when we come back? Because I actually have one more too.
Yeah, we should.
That I forgot
that.
About.
Let's do that. Let's get in this because mine is very.
Yeah,
it's going to be a series. Like, there's going to be a follow up to this hate o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's just singular, so I'll let you get yours out of the way.
All right.
That's coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out!
Oh, he went all the way in with 8 o'clock. Replayed the intro music.
Yeah. I went backwards, though. Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Groundhog Day. Somebody's tuning in right now. James has additional hatred in his heart, so we can't carry that over to tomorrow. Yeah.
I mean, it might be worse than Madison Social. Actually, yeah, on par. Both of them mess with my money. Even though you tell me it doesn't matter, James. Everybody can have theirs. That's not. Yes, they can have theirs after I get mine. But that's not the point. Legoland. You ever heard of this place?
Oh, I saw your tweet about this. Yes. Yes, I have heard of Legoland.
The franchise's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. Son. Happy early birthday. Son.
Is it?
Yes. He'll be
six?
6 years old. And he gets everything he asked for, but he didn't want a birthday party.
Okay.
He heard about Legoland from one of his friends. He said, yo, I want to go to Legoland. And I'm thinking, that sounds like me stepping on the toy and hurt.
Mm.
You sure you don't go to Disney? And I hate Disney. You sure you don't want to go to Universal? Like, I thought we could. And then I actually tried to hoodwink him because he likes the new Spider-Man movie. They got to have something Spider-Man over there. Whereas, no, Marvel's owned by Disney now. Whatever. Bottom line is, I was trying to convince him now, but he wanted Legoland. He wanted to do all the stuff, the cool stuff. So, like the dummy that I am, like I did a couple years ago, figured, let's finance a trip. Like, but this one, it didn't hurt me like Disney hurt me.
When you say finance a trip,
like paying,
like you put on layaway?
No, like I'm paying for it. Like I'm paying more than just go down to Orlando, get the decent cheap hotel.
Okay,
we're staying on Legoland.
Okay,
so you know I just approve. I'm like a corporation. I approve the purchases.
Okay,
and the purchases get made. So we pay the deposit. It's like $540-something. And then we cleared the bank. We cleared the deposit May 22nd.
Okay.
So they took all the money out.
Okay.
So what do they do Friday? They go, because we paid on two different cards. They go to the original card that we put the deposit on.
Okay.
And they run it for $540.
Okay.
So they snatched $540 of my hard-earned dollars out of my account, out of an account that pays bills.
Okay.
So, like, was not budgeted, don't know what's going on in my life. So, TJ calls, says, yo, I took $540 out of the account. What the hell is going on? Like, she's mad. Like, little person, like, not 5 foot mad. Mm-hmm. She's 6 foot mad, cursing.
Okay.
Says, I need y'all to do that back. Ma'am, there's nothing we could do for you for 3 days. Like, she had to prove to them that it was paid. They don't have it in their account, but we have receipts. So they're like, we can't do anything. Oh, we'll give you $100 credit. You took $540 out of the account. Now the account is in the red.
Hold on. Back up. Are y'all going tomorrow?
No. This is the end of the month. So in theory, I don't have to pay this until I step on the property.
Okay.
We just took care of it.
Okay.
So, but not only did I take care of it, May 22nd, you decide that, oh.
So it was fully paid.
It was fully paid, so it's zero.
Wow.
So now they got to go back. So I get the call and say, yo, this is what happened. And I'm like, all right, I ain't mad, but I keep getting this. Like, so she went and said something, and they came and responded to her. They didn't call her in an expedient manner. So I got to go on there, and then I call back. So now they're trying to give some stuff out, but it's just not substantial. The bottom line is this. Is that instead of saying the money coming back into the account is fine. 3 business days, standard. Sometimes we deal in this stuff, mm-hmm. where people, you get overcharged sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly mad at that because I've done that to people and it sucks. But when I do it, I'm overly apologetic because I understand that this might have put you in a bad situation. Oh, no. No, 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 not these people. These people ain't even like, hey, I'll put a check in the mail. We're so sorry. Like, no sorry, no nothing. Like, what do you want us to do?
Well, that's because you're talking to somebody who probably had zero to do with it and don't care.
But just customer service.
Oh, I'm with you.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm sorry for your inconvenience.
So they talked about
Let me comp you some tickets. Let me give you some food. Here's a voucher. Here's something.
But didn't they offer to do that? $100?
$540 on my account?
But they're putting that back, though, right?
Yes, eventually. But, like, it's $100. That's a bigger than $100 for them. If it's small company, mom and pop, you know, James Coleman doesn't, like, all right, cool, man. You guys, you know, just give me my money back in a prompt manner, please. But Legoland corporate? Nah, dog. You owe me something. You didn't have to take that out. We literally paid you. There's no recurring payment plan. Think about it. The difference between my business is we put people on recurring payment plans. So there's a chance that it might mess up. Mm-hmm. There is no recurring payment plan. I owed you a deposit, and then I owed you the payment when I get there. There is no in-between. There was no reason for you to run my card.
Yeah, that's weird.
Especially when it's at zero. Yeah. And I thought it was a lie. Like, I'm over here challenging. I'm like, are you sure we pay? There's no way. Nobody does that. So I actually go in, and I go look in my account. Like, sure as hell. There's $540 right there. That got taken out of my account. Then I go spend stuff on. I couldn't go get my waters.
Put back in?
Like 3 business days. So Monday, Tuesday, hopefully Wednesday. My beef is with them. So like it's gonna be some furniture moving if we don't get more than a little $100 stipend, little $100 voucher.
I've never been.
Disney would have gave us a whole bunch of free stuff.
Angie and the boys have been. I've never been. Legoland's like a long way away too, isn't it? It's not, like, right there by where Disney's at.
It's somewhere in Orlando. Oh.
I don't. Dude, that is my equivalent of hell. It's these theme parks.
Nowadays, it's not that bad. Like, there's places that you can go and go vibe out and chill. Like, where everybody else go does the hot stuff and run around.
Well, you had $100 to do that with.
Nah, they don't give me more than that. They coming up off that.
What do they got to give you? Make you happy.
Just give me the tickets.
Whoa, like for free?
They took $540 out of my account.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know. Could be $20, could be $40. I don't know what the tickets cost.
Well, you should know
Give me
that
some fast passes. This is not what I do. All I do is approve the buy.
I mean, but you should know if what you're asking for.
No, I'm asking for as much as I can, and then they come down. It's what we call negotiation. I'm not in the wrong. They messed up. It's a difference.
207 says, we'll get over it.
You get over it. Tell me what to do. You go change the station like you threaten every other week.
No, different. That's a different one.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's different.
Tell me to get over it. You go let me get your card and overrun you for $540. And $49.
Get over it.
I hate when people say, like, people are talking like when like they would, like, knowing the way this thing works, you can get something for free. Probably the person that goes to McDonald's when they mess up. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. He just ripped the microphone off.
Nah, this one's not bad. This one was. Somebody must have been trying to unscrew these things.
Wow.
We'll fix that. Well, on that note, take this picture for Lauren. This might be my last night.
Wow. Let's see. Legoland ticket prices. All right. I promise you, we did not break the first one.
The second one we might have broke.
I mean, if you just want a handheld, just ask.
This is heavy.
Bro, tickets for this thing, they're $99 each?
I just saw something for $49 for a two-day pass.
Huh?
I just saw something for $49 for a two-day pass.
That's not right now.
Legoland Florida tickets, $49.
I'm on Legoland.
Oh, it's 2 1-day passes. Save 76. Go to Orlando, we go.
I'm on Legoland.com right now, and it says single day adult admission, ages 13 plus, 99 plus tax.
I'm serious. It says regular price $201, but like I'm dead serious. Like they could have just gave me that coupon and been like, here you go, James.
Huh. Don't know what to tell you. 662, James is a disaster in the making, LOL. It's not in the making. He's straight disaster right now.
Yeah.
This man is. Oh, I got to take a picture.
No,
I gotta
I'm taking a sending it right now.
No, I got to take a picture of you holding the mic. This ain't how this is supposed to work, man. You're not supposed to.
This room is haunted.
Oh, boy. I spoke too soon. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night. Tomorrow's.
Allegedly.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just going to be JJ.
You know what they're going to do to us? They're going to put us back in the sales room with the little headsets.
It's going to be JJ and Chuck Oliver tomorrow night.
Sitting on the floor.
I was supposed to do his show last Friday.
You forgot?
No, my phone completely shut down.
You are a disaster, bro. Jeez.
20.
It's been the Sports Den. We'll be back tomorrow night, 10 to midnight. It's the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios and presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Allegedly.